BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including, should you actually close your eyes and enjoy it when they're giving you a head massage and the hairdressers? Me against Chris on Real or No Real? Can I scoop it back on bangers? But the main event is the legendary Britney Spears with us in the studio.
Scott Mills 1.
Big day today, and we've both made the effort. Look at us.
I mean, smelling good, looking good, it's all on.
I've even done my hair.
Oh, Scott, today's mad. Today's one of these days that I never thought would happen for someone like me.
Britney Spears.
It's Britney Spears. We're meeting Britney Spears. It doesn't get bigger.
I know. You were texting me all this morning going, oh, God. Oh, I'm really scared.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is one of those out-of-my-depth situations.
She's really nice. You'll be good, you'll be good.
No, no doubt. We spoke to her on the phone a while ago, but I think it's meeting her. I just never thought I'd meet Britney Spears. Honestly, if you could tell the 15-year-old me that this is happening, this is well exciting.
It is exciting. So Britney's going to be on just after 3 this afternoon on BBC Radio 1. Have you got some questions?
Yeah, I've got a lot that I would like to ask, actually, but I probably won't be asking as much of it because you'll give me the death stare.
Okay, well, can you run like a couple past me now and I'll say yes or no?
I've got a piece of paper here with some of the stuff. I mean, is it worth me asking about Sam Allardyce and stuff like that, or is it just not? No point asking her about that.
Why would you ask her about
managers?
That?
Fine, I'll cross that off.
She won't know who that is.
Fine. Am I allowed to ask her about when she wore a python?
What do you want to ask?
I just want to kind of know if she actually enjoyed that. Like what was going on there?
Okay, well, we got till 3, so we'll come up with some questions. Britney Spears is on the show just after 3 o'clock this afternoon on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The excitement is real in here today for Britney Spears just after 3 o'clock.
Britney Spears!
Things you never thought you'd hear me say, Chris.
I know. Mad times.
Hey, did you hear Ross Kemp? It's been a revolving door today at Radio 1.
It really has.
Britney Spears, Ross Kemp. He was on the Radio 1 breakfast show earlier, you know, off of Gangs and Extreme Worlds.
Mm.
And he is always so good because he has seen the absolute extremes of everything, the highs, the lows, the big, the small. And I find him quite revealing in interviews as well. He always says good stuff.
We heard that you're very superstitious and you wear, like, you wear, you know, the... Yeah, well, you tell everyone. Go on.
I wear a wooden bracelet because I like wood anyway, but it's also because I care for... You know what I meant by that.
Yeah. I was getting so many tweets going, oh, Inyona Bingo, oh, oh. And then Grimmy opened up the lines for you to ask Ross Kemp your own questions. Pete was on.
I just want to know, Ross, when you've been sort of travelling the world and when you were doing the gangs and meeting all the sort of... nutty people and some really dangerous people, has anybody ever recognised you as Grant Mitchell from EastEnders?
No. But the honest story is, I was flying out of Tripoli only last weekend before last, and in the queue, and it was a very dangerous... It's controlled by a militia, it's not controlled by a government, there are no governments, really. And a guy turned around to me and went, Phil...
No.
It was one. Wrong brother.
Wrong one.
He's brilliant. Yeah. Such a good guest. Ross Kemp on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning with Grimmy. Get the full thing on the Nick Grimshaw podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills 1.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's that, please?
Hello, it's Anthony from Watford.
Hey, Anthony. What's going on?
Well, I've heard you speak about this before, basically. I went to the barbers on Monday, but it's not my usual barbers I go to. And
Why did you move?
I was in a bit of a rush to get on a train.
Right, well, that's not good enough, is it?
No, so, basically, you spoke about this before, shutting your eyes when you're getting your hair washed.
Hang on, we need to go back a bit, actually. You can't just go to another barber.
No, I know, but I was in a rush. It's something like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but you're going to tell your normal one?
I will go back to my normal one.
Yeah, but you're going to tell him that you've cheated?
Yeah, because they'll know.
They'll probably pick up my short hair, won't they? So might as well just...
They always know. Even if you say, oh, no, I've not had anything done, they know. Because it's a different cut.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll have a terrible time as well, because you'll be sat there, and what he will also do, assuming it's a he...
Yes, it was.
What he'll do is he'll pull apart the other person's haircut. He'll be like, oh, they've done such a bad job.
Well, look, I mean, I'll try and make the best of it, but...
Yeah,
Do you know what I say now as an excuse if I go to someone else?
What's that?
Like, sorry, I've been working away in Manchester.
I use a different excuse. Probably shouldn't say it, actually, because then they'll hear it. But actually, I might as well say it now. I always say, there's someone at Radio 1 who does my haircut.
Like, why would Radio 1 have a hairdresser?
I know, but they buy it.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Radio 1 hairdresser did this.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Radio 1 provide a free hairdresser.
They made me do it. Let's say there was a Radio 1 hairdresser, and it was one of the DJs. Who would you feel most comfortable with?
Oh, I don't know. Because I guess different DJs offer different things, don't they?
I think
different
Clara styles. Would do a good cut.
Are you saying just because big hair?
No, I just think she'd be good with the scissors.
I think Grimmy's current haircut is more in keeping with what I'm after.
Okay, so you've been to another barber, they've cut your hair.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, obviously I was having my hair washed and just pulled me over to the sink. I'm like, I don't know where this is going. It's going to be the head massage.
It is.
And I just shut my eyes for 10 seconds and then think, should I be doing this?
Right, shutting your eyes?
For 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I be shutting my eyes for 10 seconds, should I?
So you kind of got into it and then you were like, oh, hang on, these are strangers. This is a different place.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm here to get my hair cut. I'm not actually here for a massage, so should I be enjoying it?
Well, that's it, yeah. But the thing is I washed my hair before I actually went to the barbers as well.
I do that.
Yeah.
Then I had two hair washes in one within an hour.
I've got to admit, Scott, I actually don't know what you're meant to do in this situation because I close my eyes because I think it is quite pleasurable, the whole thing.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to shut your eyes.
But are they meant to be giving you pleasure?
Yes.
Like, do they know that they're giving you pleasure? As in, yes. If you close your eyes...
Who doesn't want a head massage? It's pleasurable.
No, but are they giving you a head massage?
Yes.
They're just putting the shampoo in, really, aren't they?
No,
I'm taking advantage.
Yes.
And going, I'm getting a free massage out of this.
No, I think you're supposed to enjoy it. Not like when I took you to your first massage and you made noises.
Yeah.
Like they know you're enjoying it. You don't need to make noise.
We've spoken about this, though. I made those noises because I wasn't sure if they needed complimenting.
Yeah.
And I actually thought the noises throughout it was a good sign for them. It was like, oh, you're doing such a good job that if I start groaning, that you'll be pleased with the work that you're doing.
No.
I'm trying to make them feel comfortable. But I've since learned that's wrong.
Neither should you groan while they're doing the head massage.
No, we're not groaning, but he's talking about closing your eyes. You can't groan whilst you're having a head massage.
Well, you did it during an actual body massage.
You're getting your hair washed and you're there going, oh, that's good.
I always close my eyes and I will happily do it with a stranger. It doesn't matter what salon I'm in.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, of course.
Even if it's your first time?
Yeah. What's the worst thing that can happen? Because you've got your eyes closed. Well, they nick your wallet or something?
But there's a queue of people as well waiting. And they're all, like, looking at you as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Whenever your hair washed, you know, they're getting impatient and there's me just lapping it up like a dog having its belly rubbed.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, screw all of you in the queue. I'm having my head massage. I'm going to make the most of it.
Well, you're paying for it. Don't care.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But then why don't you go a step further and do the groaning?
No.
Maybe let's test this out, actually. Next time the hairdressers, I'm going to attempt the groaning. Because if they're going to give you pleasure, you might as well take full advantage of it.
When are you due a haircut next? We go to the same man.
Well, it depends now. Now that we're going to this fancy hairdressers that you've got me into.
Not
they
that
sort of,
fancy.
They book you in well in advance. Normally, I just used to go, you know, whenever. Now you've got to make an appointment.
Right, so next time we're going to do this.
Yeah.
I want you to make appreciative noises.
Well, why don't me and you go get our haircuts and have a grunt off?
Together.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
We'll have to synchronise diaries, darling. I hope that helps, Anthony. I'm saying it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, that definitely helps, yeah. I've just got to go admit I've been cheating now at another barber's.
Yeah, you need to tell them because they will know.
I'll sort that out.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just got Britney Spears in after 3. Don't worry about it. Don't mention it.
Casual.
India... in Devon's been on. Went to the hairdressers with her mum. Pretty hot guy. Well, actually, really hot guy was doing their hair. Halfway through, her mum's hair wash, her mum's like, oh, like the loudest groan known to man. She was enjoying herself way too much. India, never go to your hairdressers with your mum ever again.
How about this text from Georgia? I used to live with a hairdresser. One time a new flatmate moved in and got a lady round to cut her hair. Our flatmate got really jealous.
They do.
And we're now not allowed to have another hairdresser in the house.
They hate it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's the deal? We have a lot of hairdressers listening to this show right now.
Yeah.
Right? We're on in a lot of salons. What's the deal, everybody, with falling asleep on you? Because I've done that a few times.
Well, so you've fallen asleep whilst having your hair washed?
Or no, hair cut and washed. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if it's real. I think you've got to maintain conversation throughout.
Oh, no.
Do you
no,
not?
No.
Well,
because
you...
it runs out. No, I don't mind being quiet.
So what do? You answer with one word. Because the thing is, if you... Right, so I often hear about people who don't want to talk when they're in a taxi, right, or don't end up in a big conversation.
No, I'm not a talker.
But that's easy to fix. It's not so easy at the hairdressers, is it?
Like, what do you say? I just go, I'm really pleasant, don't get me wrong, but then...
Don't talk to me, love.
No, it's not like don't talk to me, love. But I will just dive into my copy of GQ or okay. Take a break.
And then they just leave you to it.
And they just generally leave you to it.
Okay, but what about this massage situation? Are you meant to enjoy it? That's the big question.
Yes.
Jess in Manchester says it's an intentional massage. It's not just that they're washing your hair. So they're
doing it on purpose.
Yeah, they learn several different massage techniques at college.
Right.
So it is a proper massage.
Yeah.
So you can enjoy it the same way.
Absolutely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Dale, who's like, I know you're excited about Britney, but don't forget it is Bum Blower Wednesday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can we combine the two? No.
No.
Probably not.
No. Everyone's like, Britney for Inyana Bingo. But can you imagine?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
luck signing that off.
But I think some people seriously think that could happen. No. But it just doesn't work like that.
You want me to what?
Yeah, and imagine getting that through management.
No, I'm not doing it. Britney Spears at 3 this afternoon on BBC Radio 1. Ah, Bumbleo is coming, so if you want to get your gap requests in, anything from the show, I was going to say this week, not been here much, or the last few weeks, I'm not well. You can tweet at BBC R1 or text 81199. Anything from the show, anything.
It's good that you got well enough today for Britney Spears, though.
It is.
That's it. Did you just panic it was going to be me? On my own.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
I
mean,
that.
I still feel quite pretty horrendous, but I couldn't leave you with that, really.
No, I get it.
And you know your bout of fresh as flu. Is that going to coincide yeah. with the release of Wiz Khalifa 17 tomorrow? Someone on text is just asking.
Could well do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we're all in need of it.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Do what over her?
Spit water over her.
I'm not sure that's a wise idea. She might melt.
This is Constance.
David Cameron there.
Yes. You're going straight in my basket.
Hello.
And Patrick had a morning show called The Jazz Hole. That's one.
It wasn't.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
It's based on a similar egg in the Danish royal collection, which Maria would have known from her childhood. But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning. That this was the start of something huge.
Oh, in the 21 Pilots song, it's Watch It. Watch
yeah,
it.
Thanks to all the 21 Pilots fans for getting in touch. Some of them quite angry that we didn't know that.
Angriest fan base in the world.
Trudeau.
Steve and Josh, like, stop taking it so seriously. Steve and Josh in Wales, bumbling with our red hammers. Murray Bremner ploughing the fields of Aberdeenshire, bumbling in the tractor. You sound awful, Scott, says Royce in Doncaster. Cheers. Vintage Gap Mill, says Chris from Shropshire. Tom bumbling his tractor, having a plough in South Wales. You got some?
Yeah, Royce in Doncaster, bumbling his head off cleaning a rolls. Ooh, yep. Get you.
Yeah, just mentioned that one.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Queen. Hello, Luke, bumbling in the oven at work. Get out of the oven, you weirdo. With his headphones on.
I do think we need a new system for the bumbling shout-outs, but that's an admin problem that we should sort another day.
Yeah, not for on air.
Josh from Rutland, have you done that one?
No.
He's bumbling his, off.
Lucy is bumbling in Bolton. Joe in Cornwall bumbling his timber off at work. Mike in Hampshire, it's his first time after 5 months travelling with Bumbleo Live. It's good to be back. Halfway through the week.
What a gap, says Andrew in Swaffham, bumbling his frozen foods off. And Billy in Colville, bumbling his generators off. Here we go.
Clappy bit.
40 of those.
And one more time. People are loving this today. Great gap, guys, says Georgia, bumbling away since 2014. Richard and Mark and Nick.
Brittany in the car, bumbling. No, I don't think it's the Brittany.
Is it?
Could be, you never know. If it is you, happy bumbling.
Spencer bumbling his spanners off in Froome. Chris in Rotherham says, this is going straight in my basket today. Hello. And we're at an end of another one.
I see.
Blazing.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do I sound like a giddy schoolgirl waiting on Britney Spears? That's what David says in Oban.
Not as much as I thought you would be. Not as much as you have before.
I've got a little twinge that I get every now and again of like, ooh.
Before we spoke to her on the phone, last time we managed to speak to her, you were like a proper fangirl.
Yeah. Keep it cool, Mills.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, just after three.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Mark in Carlisle, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Right. Who do you normally choose on bangers?
If I was going with my head, it would be Chris, but I do like the cheesy popper you put out, Scott, sometimes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I like the idea that most people go for me, but if they're feeling a little bit fruity, they go for you.
Yeah. Mine is pop today, but it's quite cool pop. What do you do, by the way, Mark?
I'm a delivery driver.
Okay, so we've got your undivided attention pretty much between 1 and 4 every day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so listen.
Well, I'm 1-0 up this week because you were off on one day. So, look, let's see if you can bring this back.
This is what I've got for you today, Mark. I would appreciate your consideration of this song.
Yes!
Yes,
please.
Oh, he likes it.
Signed, Justin Timberlake and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, this is good. This is very good. Just the right song to play before a Britney chat, but
it's fine. Got a while, yeah.
All right, you can have that, Mark. Oh, I've gone a bit old school as well. Bit of a hurt, this one. Do you remember this one? He's not making the noise. Chitty Bang.
Chitty Bang.
Yeah. Opposite of adults.
Good, it's old school.
Quite good, actually. They're both good today.
It came up on Shuffle, my phone, the other day. I thought, you know what? We should put this one out there for bangers.
It's a good driving song.
What are you going to go for?
Scott, yours,
hardest decision of his life, yes?
Yours was very good.
Thank you.
It was brilliant.
Thank you.
It was a dance track, and right now my wife is in Ibiza.
Right.
So
good.
It's bringing two and two together.
Yep.
Chris, yours is a brilliant driving song.
Cheers, mate.
Right now, I'm on the road.
Right.
So that's good then, isn't it? It's tricky. Mark, you should be a judge on X Factor with this kind of...
It's all got a bit Danny Minogue.
Well...
Come on!
Scotty, too hot, it's you!
Yes, baby!
Yes!
Yes, Queen! I'm not sure of what I see. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Apart from that line, in the Wimbledon arena,
not what it's called.
Hate that.
That is Justin Timberlake and Snoop Dogg and Signs, a win for me today, and I think the correct choice.
Yeah.
On bangers. Some people really don't agree and saying there's some corruption involved.
No, there's no underhand payments or anything like that.
Louise is in Cambridge. She just says, ooey. Yep. I want to hear Chitty Bang. This is the biggest disappointment of 2016 so far. That's from York. I think we should eventually be allowed to put them back in again.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're going to run out.
No, I think
running
also,
out of music.
Sometimes you do feel a misjustice has been done, and it's good to put it up against another opponent.
Yeah, I think
in
that's
other
loud.
Times, in other times, that song would win.
Good. Okay, we've just made a new rule.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And now the legendary Britney Spears. Hi. How are you? That's you. You're right?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
People are going crazy for your London show last night.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was so different from the setup that I have in Vegas. So I was thrown off a little bit in the jet lag. I was really kooky the day before. I was like, wait, what time is it? I got up and the person was like, it's 4:00 in the morning. Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, but I just flew in like yesterday. Then I slept for like 2 hours and then I was all off. So, yeah. But we got through it. It was great. The audience was insane and it was really cool. So. Yeah.
How do you get into the zone for something like that then, where you need to pick up the energy to do a massive show?
I kind of just go with it, you know what I mean? And I've been doing it for so long. And I mean, I have my people that around me that we're like family, you know what I mean? So it's like unconditional love. So if I'm obnoxious or do something crazy, they're like, Brittany, calm down. You know, they're there to ground me and say, it'll be okay, you know? So it's like that kind of unconditional love, which is kind of cool.
One person on Twitter described last night as the best night of their entire existence.
God, that is so sweet. My goodness, that is so nice.
Was the crowd different to the one in Vegas? Because obviously the setup is different to start with.
I will say they were more, I feel like here they're more alert. And maybe because not all of them are intoxicated.
Drunk. Yeah.
But they were very present and very, very with me. It's sincere, which made me actually more nervous. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, oh God, they're not intoxicated. So
yeah.
It was really nerve wracking.
Yeah. They're not like carrying around a brown paper bag
exactly.
with you. Yeah. Yeah. You look so good right now.
Is
that the working out or is the show the workout?
The show is the workout. Like yesterday, I mean, I had rehearsals and then I had to go in and do the show. So, yeah, I get my time in with that. But I mean, I'm really critical and hard on myself. So on days off, I'm like, you know, I should be doing this or I should be doing that. And I do yoga on the side and I love to swim, but I try not to do too much because I don't want to be, you know, bulky. So.
Okay.
So with swimming, is that in, I take it you've got your own pool or something? Because I just can't imagine you turning up at local leisure centre.
No, she's got to go to a leisure centre,
you know, and having to deal with everyone else. You know where like everyone's in doing lane swimming at your local sports hall?
Well, actually, I went to a pool the other day and 24-hour fitness and I went to go swim and then I usually go to the steam room and there was like 4 minutes co-ed. And there were 4 men in the steam room. And I was like, no!
No!
I've got to get out of here. I'm so scared.
That's really not good.
No, it was so weird. Usually steam rooms are just for, well, you have your own,
yeah,
you know,
right.
for women and men. But it was co-ed. And I was like, this is really, I was really shocked. So yeah. I had to turn around.
So you got out of there as quickly as you could, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. If I tempted you with a Frappuccino right now, would you drink it?
Of course.
Oh, okay. You would?
Yes.
I don't have one. It's just just in case. There were 8 costume changes in that show last night.
Yes.
How do you get changed so quickly?
I'm a pro now.
Yeah, you are. But like, do you just stand there and people take the outfit off?
Yes, yes. We were actually a little slow last night considering what we usually do. And the shows in Vegas were a little more prompt, but I was a little kind of spacey because I was like kind of out of it because it was so different. But we just got into it. There was a couple of times where I went on stage right as I was singing and like coming on, like just making it. Like it was really kind of scary, but we did it.
That's how it works. There's loads of people. It's like a pit stop in Formula One. So everyone's got a different job. One person on the arms.
Yeah, we have four rooms. There's a room for the guys, a room for the girls, a room for me. Then there's, you know, there's the tech room. Then there's the the TV room, you know. And so everyone has their own little glitches and we just, you know, we're like, little workers.
But yeah. I mean, obviously you said about your family that comes with you. I mean, they must have to know you pretty well because they are putting your clothes on and taking them off.
Mm. Yes, they are. And sometimes I've accidentally hit them. Accidentally.
In the face.
In the face. And I've been like, no, I did not mean to do that. But,
but you haven't really got time to apologize properly, have you?
No, you don't. You just have to keep going. And then like your hands are up and down and you hit somebody and then you fall down. And you're like, oh my God, I'm a beautiful mess right now. You know? I'm like, it's insane, but it's, you know, it's real. So.
Yeah. Is there any, because you know when you perform some of the older songs, is there any part of the show where there's a certain move coming up and you're like, oh no, oh no, it's coming up, oh no, oh God, oh no, I've got to do this one, ah!
Yes, I have a part in the show where I just started doing, I mean, when I was younger, I could do backflips, I was a gymnast, so I could like do all kinds of things. But now I'm older, of course.
Would you attempt that now? No, not right now. I mean,
no, I would not do it now. One of my guy friends, he can though. Like, he came into my house the other day. He went in my living room. He was like, "I still got it, Brittany." He stood there and he did a back tuck, and I was like, "Cade!" And like, that was so cool.
And you're like, "Oh, I used to be able to do those."
I didn't know my son can do it now. My son does it. I'm like, they go to this gym and they go and they do it in the pit, and they're just like, they're fearless, you know. And like, what kids do is just amazing and astounding. So, but it inspires me. So because of all that, I put a back walk over in my show. I was like, you know, I can still do a back walk over, but. Actually, last night I freaked out. I put my hands up, and there was the new guy there who was supposed to. Usually, I have my signature guy that helps me with it for the past 3 years every night that I do it with. Well, there was a new guy.
Oh. And it wasn't his first day, was it? It's not like first day on the job.
No, it wasn't his first. It was his first time to touch my back, though.
Oh, right.
And yeah. I couldn't do it.
He was probably more scared.
I don't know. I mean, he seemed really confident because he's like, he's really strong. And he's like, he's actually more musclier than the guy before. So I was like, I should have felt more confident, but I didn't. Okay. I was very scared. And so I just said, you know what? I'm not doing this right now. And I didn't do it. So I was scared.
Okay. So what's the bit in the show where you were like, oh no, it's coming up. Oh God.
That
oh God.
One.
That bit.
Yes.
And what part of the show is that?
It's in touch of my hand where I do a back walk over.
Okay. Cool.
Brittany, I saw this interview where you said you regretted the Python out, you know, with the Python at the VMA performance. Is there anything else you look back on and you think now that you I don't know, maybe don't regret it, but maybe see it in a different way? So, like, other iconic moments, like...
Like, do I regret the Python?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, do you not? Okay.
No, I think it's great that I did. I mean, I wouldn't do that now.
You wouldn't?
Yeah, never. I'm totally scared of snakes, but then, I mean, I was completely fearless.
At the time, it was, yeah. It was
yeah,
awesome.
It was cool.
So, okay. But so were you scared of snakes when you did that back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
All right. But you're like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, I was just so excited. I was like, whatever.
Yeah. Right. But it's good, though, because it's like, it's iconic.
Well, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
We saw the prank that your boys did on you.
Oh, yes.
Where they turned off all the lights and then waited for you to come in and then jumped out. It's a great video. I've watched it so many times. And they stole your phone and filmed it.
Yes.
Is this pranks a regular thing in your house?
Yes, and they're getting better.
Are they?
Yeah, and actually my oldest, he can do magic card tricks now. And I'm like, I'm sitting there like at the dinner table, I'm like, how did you just do that? Like, he's really clever and really, he really knows how to blow your mind. And so, yeah, pretty clever boogers.
Okay. That could be his future. Maybe he could be the next Dynamo. You know Dynamo? He's a magician, very
oh, really?
Famous magician.
There's a lot of magicians in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Maybe it could be that, or like a prankster magician
kind
of character.
The one in Vegas that we really love, his name is Matt Franco.
Oh, okay.
He's supposedly really cool.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you go and see any of the other shows?
I haven't seen him yet.
No.
But I've seen all the other shows, though, like Cirque and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to get revenge for this prank on them?
I am. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I am.
It's going to have to be good, isn't it?
Yes.
If your boys said to you now, "Mom, I want to be a pop star," what would you say?
Let's think about this.
Okay, let's have a chat.
Let's have a serious conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they'd probably go do it anyway because you've always got to do that with your parents. You listen to their advice, but then you just go and do it anyway, right?
Exactly.
Congratulations, by the way, on Glory, your highest charting UK album in 9 years. That's got to feel really good.
Yes, it does. I was very, very excited, my manager told me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean... We're sorry about the fact that you keep missing out on number one UK albums. I don't know why that is, because I buy them all.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to buy some more. Does it bother you, or do you just love to perform? It doesn't matter about charts.
No, I'm into the numbers. I'm very aware of what's going on. Mm. You know, I want to know, you know, where its mark is and stuff. So, yes.
Is it difficult kind of when you're in Vegas to kind of like resist the party lifestyle or like going out all the time? Or do you just go back home?
I'm very boring.
Are you?
I'm very boring, unfortunately. I mean, I'm into the food in Vegas. I love the food. I'm willing to go to like nice restaurants to go get like eat sushi and stuff like that. And I've kind of made my hotel very kind of like a home within its home. Like, I mean, I have like a beautiful pool outside, a jacuzzi, a backyard. You know, it's like, it's really, it's like a mystical, beautiful boutique place. It's very cool. So
it kind of feels homey.
Yeah, yeah. I've made my home there. And I go out every now and then, but it's not something I'm really... I'm too old to go out, I think. Oh, yeah.
I reckon you'd love this show. It is all controversial here in the UK at the moment. It's a show called The Great British Bake Off.
Oh, really?
But like the main presenters of that It's basically moving to another channel, so it's quite big news here.
It's a show about baking cakes.
But it's a show just about baking cakes.
Really?
It's
so interesting.
It's so the British. Biggest show on UK TV
right
serious?
Now. Are
you serious? The
yeah. biggest. Wow, I'll have to go.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying. You could be the extra judge on the Great British Bake Off, because they are looking. You.
Yeah, they are looking for new people.
Really?
I mean, it's a massive show, Brittany.
Nice.
And it's just people in front of ovens watching their cakes rise.
That's beautiful.
It's massive.
That's awesome.
You could present Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, you really could. You'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you like baking, cooking?
I love cooking, yes.
Right, this is perfect.
Yeah, you could throw your hat in the ring, literally, while wearing one. I mean, in other UK news, Sam Allardyce has just lost his job as England manager. Were you aware of that at all? Or?
No.
Next question, Chris. no idea. I enjoyed the London accent last night in your show.
Oh, yeah. Can I hear? I thought it was appropriate because I wasn't.
It's really good.
Yeah. Can I hear a little bit of it now?
I don't know what to say.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Yes. Okay. Can you say anything more than that?
I think that's about it.
Yeah. It's very polite, old British conversation.
Yes. I've got some other accents here that maybe, if I can play them to you and you can give them a go.
All right.
Would you be okay? So maybe you could add these into your shows. These are like regional accents from the UK. Because not everyone speaks like that. Hang on. Here we go. So here is someone from Wakefield in Yorkshire.
Right.
Okay. Just listen and see if you can repeat.
Every morning club, all eyes on us.
Every morning club, all eyes on us.
Yeah. There we are.
Kind of there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to hear it once more?
Every morning club, all eyes on us.
Everyone in club, all eyes on us.
Yes, Brittany. Yes, you've nailed Wakefield. So if you ever play the north of England, that's what you need to do.
Kind of Geordie as well, I thought.
A little bit, but
yeah, that sounded good.
Okay. Scottish. Give this a go. Here we go.
I can't do this.
No, you can't. He's awful at it. Here we go.
See the boys in the club. They're watching us.
See the boys in the club. Oh, that's horrible! That's horrible!
I will be putting this to
the... I can't do that one. That's hard.
I will be putting this to the music later
on. I'm scared.
See the boys in the club. They're watching us.
I can't do that.
Okay, right. So no Scottish gigs coming up. And this is a Birmingham accent. So this is like the Midlands. Okay.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us.
No.
If everybody in the club, all eyes on us.
You can't do
see,
it
I can't do it. I don't blame you, Brittany.
But the great news is, next time you play a gig in Wakefield, you can do it.
You're sorted.
Brittany Spears, thank you so much for coming to see us
thank
today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember a few years back when Jessie off of Little Mix was asked to do an impression and she went, I think we now have our own one. Thanks to Brittany Spears. Who did a cracking Scottish accent.
I can't believe she even attempted it.
See the boys in the club. Oh, that's horrible! That's horrible!
Yeah, she'll regret that now.
See the boys in the club. Oh, that's horrible!
At least she realised straight away that it was awful. But I think she was quite happy with her Wakefield version.
Every morning club, all eyes on us. Every morning club, all eyes on us.
Sounds exactly the same as someone from there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I have noticed something.
Go on.
You know when David Cameron was off? He was like, that's it, goodbye.
Do, 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 do.
And as he left, the microphone was left on, just outside number 10, and he went... Do, 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 do. Now let me play you the beginning of Jason Derulo. A little bit.
So do we think he...
I think that was the inspiration.
Or do you think he'd been sent an early copy?
Yeah.
Because Prime Minister.
Oh, I see what you mean. So he's already heard Kiss the Sky by Jason Derulo because he's been sent it.
Yeah, couldn't get it out of his head.
Yeah, actually, that's more likely.
He walked in through the doors and the first thing he went was, Kiss the Sky.
Okay, it's me against you today. I get to play the game on Real or No Real.
Hollywood actor Tom Hanks will officiate at your wedding for £50,000.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot of money, but also for someone like Tom Hanks, I'm not sure if it is all that much. Do you know what I mean?
Well, he gets millions per film. Millions. So 50, I would say 50 grand to him is like 50 pence to us. You think?
Okay. And do you think it's him dressed as someone? Because do you remember previously on Real or No Real, we discussed whether, I can't remember if it was real or no real, but Ian McKellen, Gandalf, officiating a wedding.
Yeah.
dressed as Gandalf.
Really?
Something like £1 million, he turned it down.
Well, that's why, well, yeah. I mean, like when you're in that arena, when you're in that league, you can.
So do you think it's Tom Hanks as Tom Hanks or Tom Hanks as someone else?
I think it's Tom Hanks. I think you would want Tom Hanks. Oh, what, do you mean one of his characters maybe from a film?
Yeah.
What, like turn up as Forrest Gump?
Yeah, or the prison guard from Green Mile. That would be weird, actually. What? But if you are a big fan of either of those films, then...
Who was it that officiated Judge Rinder's wedding? Benedict Cumberbatch.
But as Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, because they're mates.
I'm saying
this is no real. Too little money. Wouldn't get out of bed for that.
Yeah, I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
We were right to go no real. I've just been told that it's completely made up. Not even sure if Tom Hanks is allowed to officiate a wedding. Although he did recently crash one in New York, and he did that absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, I've seen the video for that. In fact, it's on Facebook everywhere at the moment, and it's so good. He just stops what he's doing and goes along.
And next.
The Queen's official supermarket has started selling champagne and truffle-flavoured crisps.
Well, what's the official supermarket?
Does she have an official supermarket? Well, it's like her own branch of Wasdas.
Is it like on the corner of the road where Buckingham Palace is on? She can just pop down there.
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's been written down.
Is it Fortnum and Mason?
No, it rhymes with Fortnum and Wason's.
That's a posh shop, isn't it, in that London?
Yeah.
Do they supply her groceries?
I don't know. I don't know if it works like that. But champagne and truffle flavoured crisps.
When do you think? What day do you think she does her big shop?
Wednesdays.
Why?
I don't know. It's just
so today.
Yeah, today is her big shop day.
Right. Or do you think she's online?
She gets the stuff in for the weekend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She gets excited, so she gets all the barbecue food in, getting ready for that.
Champagne and truffle flavoured crisps, though. I can totally imagine the Queen doing that. Although I don't see her myself as a crisp eater.
No. But you would be all over that flavour if it was available, wouldn't
you? Yeah, I would, yeah. She don't eat crisps.
You're right.
No real.
That's the problem, is I can't believe the Queen would eat crisps. But it doesn't mean to say that the shop doesn't sell them. So I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. Yes, apparently to meet the Queen's exemplary palate, Fortnum and Mason have created a whole host of exotic crisp flavours, including champagne and serrano chilli, truffle and rosemary, Parmesan and port, and Wagyu beef with honey and mustard.
Ooh, Wagyu beef.
And finally,
Santiago Sanchez began digging a hole 18 years ago and hasn't stopped digging since.
Who's that?
Oh, well, I think that's what it's saying. It's someone who's digging a hole.
Oh, you don't know who they are?
No, it's not. It's maybe not a celebrity. Or a pop star.
Oh, I thought it might be one of them people that you know, like a footballer or a cricketer.
So why would a footballer be digging a hole?
I don't know. I just thought...
For 18 years.
This is a random guy called Santiago Sanchez.
Yeah.
Digging a hole there, 18 years.
And he just hasn't stopped. He's enjoying himself.
Oh God, how boring.
But if you dig a hole for that, like even a fifth of that amount of time, then you're going to be so deep that you have to keep going, really, to try and get through to the other end. Because you're not going to be able to get back out. See what I mean?
Yeah. And also, once you start, you just want to go down as far as you can, don't you?
Yeah. Also, if he hasn't stopped digging, then, you know, how's he living? Is he living in the tunnel?
He must be.
Food's getting sent down and...
Or does he come back up and go to sleep, like go and see his wife and kids and that, and then goes back down there the next day?
Just popping back down to the hole.
It's so weird. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Okay. Santiago Sanchez from El Salvador claims to have... Well, he's seen an apparition about 18 years ago, and that apparition said, dig a hole. Santiago, dig a hole. And he literally hasn't stopped digging since. He digs every single day and has done for 18 years whilst having a little sing-song to himself. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 30, you got 20. I'm lucky, Scott.
It's because I'm out of practice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's a big show. We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. And getting very wet are Stephen and Chris from Gogglebox at 1:45 tomorrow. Scott Mills.